West Georgia's first news for your Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. State Senate Majority Leader Mike Dugan recapping the 2020 legislative session on Monday's WLBB Community Voice program. Among the bills not approved this year, those dealing with gambling, horse racing, and casinos in Georgia.
People were pushing that this is a way to raise money. If we have pari-mutuel betting, sports betting, casinos, we could have that money that's going into the budget. And then you say, well, the sports betting, what are you betting on? There's no sports going on. So you're talking about horse racing. The state that has the most prominent horse racing would be Kentucky, and they supplement horse racing through their general budget. It doesn't go the other way. I don't think that we ought to be in a position where we're supplementing gambling when we ought to be focused more on the schools and healthcare and everything else.
And legalizing casinos.
They're shut down too. So now I'm not only not getting revenue from them, I'm paying an additional set of unemployment for a group that is now laid off because our industry shut down. So, no, it was not the year for it. Now, do I believe any of those are going to pass? From what I'm seeing across the state, sports betting stands a pretty good chance of passing in the near future.
My complete interview with Dugan discussing a number of bills approved, such as Georgia's hate crime bill, and some not approved in the 2020 session, is now posted to the Newstalk1330.com website. Well, Tanner, health officials on Monday saying there has been a spike in numbers of positive COVID-19 patients recently, but they say those numbers have resulted in far less hospitalizations and deaths than we experienced at the height of the pandemic back in March. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Laura Larson advising that the average age of newer positive patients is approximately 36 years old. That number is significantly younger than the average we experienced at the height of the pandemic back in March. Larson strongly recommending to wear a mask in public, as studies have shown wearing a mask does help in slowing the spread of the virus. The Carrollton City Schools Board of Education announcing Monday the intention to hold its millage rate the same for the fourth consecutive year, although due to an increase in overall property values within the city, this action will still result in an increase of the 2020 property taxes levied this year by 2.74% over the rollback millage rate. Because of this, Georgia law requiring three public hearings to be held to allow the public an opportunity to express their opinions on the increase before the City of Carrollton Board of Education may set a final millage rate. The first of those hearings is scheduled for July the 7th. A group of Carroll County residents concerned about a proposed rock quarry on Black Dirt Road north of Whitesburg now say they fear a separate company may build a second quarry on property on Springer Road in the Happy Hill Ephesus Church community. Both sites are currently zoned for agriculture, which in Carroll County would allow for the removal of minerals on a property. The group asking Carroll County to change the uses allowed under the agriculture zoning to prohibit future quarries in those areas. Carrollton police asking for the public's help and reviewing surveillance video to determine who stole a car from outside a residence early Saturday, then wrecked it inside the Carrollton City Cemetery, damaging a number of headstones. The owner of the stolen 2016 Chevrolet Cruze telling investigators she left her car outside her residence around midnight, then after 5 o'clock a.m., she noticed her vehicle was gone. Police later found the Cruze crashed in the city cemetery with significant disabling damage. The victim said she was confident she locked the doors of her car before leaving it. Police found damage to the ignition and believe it had been hotwired by the suspect. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.